Hey everybody, this is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. I'm Dee Dee Lefrak, coming to you from formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco, California. Today, May 13th, is the birthday of my favorite artist of all time and my emotional father, Stevie Wonder. I did record another podcast earlier today, and I decided to re-record and emphasize more about Stevie Wonder and his influence on me as a woman and a diverse woman. And again, thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. I hope you and your family, loved ones, children, I hope everybody is doing as well as can be expected. And for all of my people down in Los Angeles, I am so sorry that your mayor has extended shelter in place until August. I know that a lot of people down there are just barely hanging on. They have children. Basically, their savings are being decimated. I really, really feel for you guys. I do. Now, May 13th, Stevie Wonder's birthday. He turned 70 today, Wednesday. Stevie Wonder means a lot to me. This is the second podcast where I'm talking about Stevie Wonder, and Black Women with Other Brothers podcast are only 10 minutes, and I'm going into 1:30, so let me hurry up, and I'll try not to be redundant and not talk about what I talked about on the San Francisco Dam podcast, where I do a deep dive into my love for Stevie Wonder. Okay, the reason why I love Stevie Wonder so much, I consider myself fatherless, although my parents were legally married. Seven children in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Some of you who have been following the Black Women with Other Brothers page on Facebook. And by the way, I'm not feeling Facebook so tough, which is why I haven't been there, but I will come back and post links to the podcast. I'll post the podcast on Facebook, and then you can be able to follow the podcast from Facebook. Stevie Wonder is my emotional father because I was a Motown baby and raised in a family where my parents got divorced when I was about 4.5 years old. That means some of my first memories are of women. I do have slight memories of my father, not very positive ones, because, I mean, what sort of guy is going to divorce a woman and leave her with seven little kids? We were like Irish babies. They call it knee-high babies, knee-high twins. You know, some of us were born a year apart or a year and a half apart. So what sort of man is going to do that? Now, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's the Midwest. And the state over across the lake is Michigan. And that's where Motown was founded, in Detroit. Motown, of course, you know, the legendary Black record company with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and of course Little Stevie Wonder. So my first musical memories is of Motown. My mom, rest in peace, Evangelist Helen, she loved music. She was like a DJ. And back then, people didn't have cell phones and, you know, all that kind of thing. So the record player was downstairs and she was the DJ. Like, we kids weren't allowed to mess with her record player. They were like big wooden things. And she would play all this wonderful Motown. So that's what I remember. And back then, music was more, they weren't using the N word or the B word. They weren't dissing women. It wasn't all that misogyny and all that colorism and all the anti-family rhetoric that you hear in a lot of modern Black American soul music. And my favorite was Stevie Wonder. I always loved his voice, and I love the fact that Stevie is eclectic. Now, imagine I'm growing up in a matriarchy, which a matriarchy to me is a failed patriarchy. That's when the men, you know, failed to do their business and the women had no choice but to step in and do the right thing, okay? So I was raised in a matriarchy, so that's a lot of female energy. And frankly, for me, I prefer co-ed spaces and places. So a lot of Black women prefer being around other women, you know, to each her own. I prefer a co-ed environment. I'm not comfortable in all women environments, and I'm not one of those women that says I'm a guy's girl. No, I'm a sexist womanist. A womanist is someone who puts black women and children first. So I know that makes me completely nonconformist to say I don't prefer all female spaces. I really don't, because how I was raised, and we are not all one. All right, so Stevie Wonder stood out for me, and then I was growing up as a young girl. I always had jobs because we were raised on welfare, so I wanted to have my own pocket money. And I had a brother-in-law. His name was Jerome, one of my older sisters. And I liked him. I really liked him. I thought he was very humorous. And he told me once, he said, "You know what? You're the family ugly duckling." Do you guys know what the ugly duckling is? That's the swan, the little geeky swan, that little duckling with little, sprouts of hair, and was gangly. Then it grew up to be a beautiful swan. He told me that, and I knew what it meant, because nobody in my family and community were complimenting me on my beauty. Looking back on my photos, I was a stunningly beautiful young girl. Okay, anywho, Jerome told me to revisit Stevie Wonder. So I did. I revisited Stevie Wonder because I needed that male connection that my father failed to give me. If you really want to hear the deep dive, go to San Francisco Dam, where it's 15 minutes of me talking about Stevie Wonder. Long story short, though, I sort of bum rushed the stage at a Stevie Wonder concert when I was 15 years old. This happened in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And again, I'm middle-aged. This was a different time where you were able to do that. And it was a life-changing experience for me, because those times where I would be longing for my dad, and regardless of some of my sisters, yeah, F daddy, or we don't need daddy, I never went along with that because of my love of satire, Mad Magazine, etc., listening to Stevie Wonder. I knew that, like a garden needs the water and the rain, I knew that I needed my dad or a father figure. So Stevie Wonder was my father figure, and I bum rushed the stage at 15 years old. I sat at his feet. I was the only one that had the balls. Thousands of people at the Milwaukee Auditorium, and me, a little girl. I was 15, but I looked about 12. Bony, lopsided, afro, glasses, total geek. I was a comic book geek. And I sat at the foot of Stevie Wonder. It was a life-changing experience. And since then, he's influenced my life. On my public access show, DDTV, for 10 years, I used his song Higher Ground as the theme song. Imagine that. Every week my TV show came on that late great Richard Loufrak and I produced, DDTV, award-winning public access show. Stevie Wonder song played so much so that so many people would say, "Whenever I hear that song, DD, I think of you." And then when Richard died in 2015, and in 2016 through 2019, I had a live TV show that I didn't talk about on social media because I use it as a healing tool. It was called The DD Wonder Show, live every other week on Channel 76 in San Francisco. And I was like a VJ, and I would play Stevie Wonder videos, and then I would kind of talk about healing from Richard's death and talk about how much I love Stevie Wonder. So there it is. That's my Stevie Wonder story. And after this, I'm going to play you guys something extra. You're going to hear me interacting with Stevie Wonderful the cat. So stay tuned. I will say that I am DD Loufrak. I appreciate you listening, and everything's beautiful. Stay tuned. What? Stablin. Stablin. I'm coming.